Smokey by Brianna Campos. Maya Campos stays alone, taking care of her nephew, Dominic Campos. There is a family dog named Smokey. He was 2 years old, the same age as Dominic. Smokey was a chihuahua mixed with a pit bull. He was the coolest dog everyone had. He didn't like toys, but he would always try to eat bubbles. Smokey would always run around the backyard as fast as he could when he was excited. Dominic's parents always worked, so they had Maya take care of him. He was diagnosed with autism when he was 9 months old, but has a great personality, very active, and funny. Dominic has his moments when he cries and has tantrums. Most of the time, he is a great kid. It was a beautiful summer day. Maya was just taking care of Dominic. Dominic was watching cartoons and playing with his trucks and cars. Occasionally, Maya would play cards with him. She was cooking an egg and ham for breakfast. Smokey was next to Maya when she was cooking to find if she had dropped any food and he would eat it. She was mixing the ham and egg and a piece of egg fell and he quickly ate it before Maya could pick it up. She was telling Smokey to go away, but he wouldn't listen. Dominic was starting to get cranky, so Maya fed him and took him down for his nap. He fell asleep as soon as he was put down on the bed. Maya continued on with cleaning the house. Smokey was just next to her waiting to be fed after he ate that egg. He gave her the puppy eye and she couldn't resist. So Maya gave Smokey a couple of treats. She told Smokey, "No more food until dinner." Maya continued cleaning the house and then watched TV. As Maya was channel surfing, she stopped on KTLA-5, her favorite news channel. There is breaking news of fires around the Los Angeles County area. The weather was next, and the meteorologist said that there was fire warnings all over Southern California, including Pico Rivera. Maya was worried because it was getting hotter throughout the day. There were reports of a fire not too far from the house, but nobody was hurt, and the fire was almost fully contained. Maya changed channel because she was getting a little anxious about the fires. She decided to watch a movie instead and waited for Dominic to wake up. Maya had finished the movie and she heard Dominic crying very loudly. She rushed to the room where Dominic was taking his nap and picked him up from the bed. Dominic wouldn't stop crying. It was like if he had seen a ghost. But it was no ghost. It was something greater and dangerous. Maya heard Smokey barking loudly and she looked outside to find the fence that separates her house and the neighbor's house on fire. Maya quickly grabbed the phone and Dominic. She tried to get Smokey, but he was gone. She called 911 and was trying to look for Smokey. There was no sign of him. The firefighters quickly got there because there was a station 2 or 3 blocks away from the house. They took out the fire in about 30 minutes, and the houses were safe. The fence was the only thing that was destroyed. Maya ran to the firefighters and asked if they could look for Smokey. "Please, can you find my dog? He has white fur and brown patches. He's a Chihuahua mix," Maya said worriedly. "Don't worry, we'll do whatever it takes to find your dog," the firefighter said. Maya went back across the street to comfort Dominic. He was worried for Smokey because he laughs when he runs around the house and eats bubbles. They waited for another 30 minutes, and there was no sign of Smokey. The firefighters went up to Maya and told her terrible news a pet owner should never have to go through. They gave her Smokey's collar and said, "I'm terribly sorry, but the only thing we can find from your dog is his collar. We have done everything we can." Maya looked at them, and she started to cry. Dominic didn't know what was happening, but he started to cry as well. Maya stopped crying after about 5 minutes and said, "I know he's still alive. I know it. If you can't find him, I will." Maya went across the street to her house and looked everywhere. She tried to pick the debris, but it was too heavy. The firefighters went with her and asked, "What is his name?" Maya quickly replied, "Smokey. His name is Smokey." The firefighters started to shout Smokey's name. They kept on doing that for a while, and there was no response. Myra said, "Smokey, come here, boy, Smokey." After Myra said that, there was something moving in the pile of debris. The firefighters rushed to pick up the burnt fence. They found Smokey dirty, covered in ash, but unharmed. Myra hugged Smokey with a sigh of relief and said, "Smokey, I wouldn't know what to do if you were gone." She looked at the firefighters and told them, "Thank you for all your help. My house would have burned down if you weren't here." The firefighters walked to their fire truck and went back to the station. Myra took Dominic and Smokey back to the house. She gave Smokey a bath and washed off the ash he had. He went from a gray, dirty dog to having his fur nice and white. Myra was so tired that she took Dominic and Smokey in a wagon and took them to Tommy's, the burger place. This is a tradition where Dominic's grandma took him in that wagon and took him to Tommy's and always fed the pigeon fries even though there's a sign that tells you not to. They enjoyed a delicious burger with chili and fries after a long day. Myra almost thought she lost her dog that day, but it turns out that he still had 10 more years of great life with a caring family. The grandparents always said they don't like dogs, but they most likely loved Smokey, but just didn't want to admit it. Smokey didn't get his name because of the fire. He's like Smokey the Bear, but even cooler. He's Smokey the Dog that survived the fire and the best dog I had in my life. I will never forget him, and I always blame myself to this day that I never said goodbye to him. Never said, "I love you," before he was taken to the veterinarian when he passed away March 23rd, 2016.